Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
The mayor of New York City will not resign. Why are we discussing this?
That's not the right music for this one.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vitrano.
He will not resign. The mayor of New York City will not resign. Why are we discussing this?
That's not the right music for this.
How do you mean? So New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he will not step down at this time. Okay. Now it's getting out of control. So Adams has been indicted. The mayor of New York City has been indicted by a federal grand jury on criminal charges that remain sealed this morning. It follows a months-long federal investigation.
It is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
So that's the mayor speaking in a recorded video that he released. Didn't take any questions, didn't do anything like that. He just sent out a video, which is one way to avoid having to deal with any confrontations. So for much of the last year, the mayor has been dealing with multiple federal investigations into top advisors, producing a drumbeat of subpoenas, high-level departures.
We know that he has been under investigation for almost a year, a third of his tenure in office. This started as campaign finance, but the investigation has expanded in recent months and has included some top members of the administration.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. So here's what they think happened here. The indictment's believed to be connected to allegations of the Turkish government illegally funneling money into his mayoral campaign in exchange for approval of a Turkish consulate in Manhattan.
So, wow, that's really...
He could face charges of acting as an unregistered foreign agent.
Does the mayor have that much authority over the placement of an installation like that?
Consulate, evidently. Know, that's a good question. I mean, a lot of people have dropped out of his administration now because of this investigation. He has not surrendered yet. There was talk that maybe he would go through court today. That is unlikely. In fact, he has several days to turn himself in. In fact, the Post says it's likely to be sometime early next week. Which I find interesting. Like, why wouldn't you do it now when Helene's happening, when the country is distracted? Why wait until the news cycle is empty on a Monday and then turn yourself in?
Well, unless he continues to, you know, offer up his explanation of, like, I'm being targeted for this. Yeah. I'm completely innocent. And that the system is fraught with peril.
There are calls for him to step down. As of now, he says he will not do so.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers ace Freddie Peralta with a major career milestone during that Brewers-Pirates game.
Back-to-back seasons with 200 strikeouts for Freddie Peralta. Big smile for him as Pat Murphy making his way out of the dugout to come take the ball from Freddie Peralta.
Yeah, why would Murphy taking the ball? Well, because Freddie struggled with his command going for that 200th strikeout of the season. Threw a lot of pitchers, and it cost him.
Thought he... let the inning before get away from him, focusing maybe too much on a result, not enough on the process of just getting him out. I think that led to the two runs, to be quite honest with
you. Yeah, Peralta was so worried about the strikeout that it kind of got in his head. He's walking a couple of guys, gave up a two-run double, and that would end up being the difference in the game. Brewers fall 2-1.
And then a lot of pitches again for Freddie.
Yeah. Yep. Can't put all the blame on him, though. Jake Bowers, other than that solo shot, nothing else doing with the offense. Same teams this morning right here on WTMJ 1140. First pitch, our coverage right after 11 o'clock right here on WTMJ. Both the Phillies and the Dodgers won, so any chance of that two seed is pretty much done now. But get this, chaos playoff chaos. The Padres, Mets, Diamondbacks, and Braves are all battling for those three wild card spots, right? There's four teams, three spots. The Mets and Braves were supposed to be playing right now, but because of the weather from Helene, the game on Wednesday and the game today are already postponed. So they postponed yesterday and today. The Mets and Braves are going to play a doubleheader on Monday.
This is the day before the wild card starts.
The Brewers are supposed to host on Tuesday night. So it's possible the Brewers won't even know who they're playing until Monday night. That's still in the cards. They may, depending on how this lines up and how the Brewers play the Mets, by the way, this weekend, depending on how all that goes, the commissioner may just say, nope, we're not going to worry about seeding. Here's what we're doing. But they may play a doubleheader on Monday that could decide it.
And then have to fly to Milwaukee and then play fly the Brewers the next day.
Yep. Right.
All signs out of 1265 Lombardi Avenue seem to be indicating that injured Packers quarterback Jordan Love will be Sunday's starter against the undefeated Minnesota Vikings. Love revealing about all you would expect as he and the team keep things close to the vest.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting better every day. And, yeah, moving around, getting out there and practicing, things like that is feeling better.
Feeling better, yes. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says Love will have to be prepared and able to be mobile as the Vikings' defensive front is formidable.
It causes a lot of carnage on the offensive line at times.
Is carnage not a great word, right? And carnage on the O-line can mean carnage for your quarterback, particularly if he can't move. So Love did say this week, he was actually close to playing on Sunday, so based on that, on the fact that he says he's better this week than last, you have to think he'll give it a go, barring any setbacks. Noon kick at Lambeau Sunday.
Got some sports nuggets to pass along quickly. Ownership news from the Milwaukee Bucks today. The team going to announce a new owner investing into the franchise. Who will it be?
Don't we already know that? Isn't it Junior Bridgman?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Hasn't it been widely reported?
That announcement coming this morning. For the first time in a year, Caitlin Clark has no basketball games scheduled. The Fever fall to the Sun in the playoffs, ending her season. And for the first time in nearly 60 years after today, the Oakland Coliseum will not have a baseball team. The A's play their final game this afternoon, and then they move to Sacramento before ultimately moving to Las Vegas.
620 on WTMJ. Did you walk to school when you were a kid?
I did. Loved it.
I grew up in Wauwatosa, where at least in the day, everybody walked to school, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you walked to school uphill both ways, you relied on a very important person or multiple people to get you there safely. We are talking about
the crossing guard.
The venerable crossing guard. Yes. In this month's Driver's Ed with Debbie, we take a look at those often unsung heroes.
Before the advent of modern traffic signals and pedestrian crossings, our streets were a chaotic and dangerous place, especially for children. Unfortunately, with our reckless driving issue, not much has changed. That's where crossing guards, often volunteers, have always stepped in, like a traffic superhero. Grafton crossing guard Kathleen Miro has a full day.
I do the morning, and then I do the afternoon hours, and I'm off during the middle of the day for John Long Middle School, and then for Woodview Elementary.
A position she's had for 7 years. Armed with a stop sign and a whistle, they brave the chaos and guide people safely across the street, protecting lives and keeping communities safe. Sergeant Sean Furstenberg of Grafton PD says anyone can apply, but usually it's folks who have already gone through one career.
We had one crossing guard that worked for over 56 years at the same location. She started in 1965 and retired in 2021. So all of our crossing guards are retirees, and they all love doing the job. It's really not about the money. It's about enjoying the job for them.
And yes, Grafton does pay their crossing guards. Plenty of communities are always looking for folks to help keep the streets safe.
We currently are fully staffed with crossing guards. However, we have positions open for substitutes, or if we have a vacancy, that's posted on our Village of Grafton website.
They go through a standard interview process like you would any other job. Depending on the community, the police are usually the ones training the guards in their very special duties.
So we do on-the-job training. I, myself, will go out with a new crossing guard and demonstrate for them how it should be done. We also go through some scenarios of what happens if a child doesn't listen to you or tries to cross before you're ready, those types of things. Once the crossing guard is confident and I'm confident in them doing it in front of me, then they just go on their own and handle it on their own.
And what's the type of person that's a good fit? Well, let's just say you need to have a spine.
Usually the drivers are pretty good. When I have my stop sign up about not turning and that, I get a few once in a while who want to start to turn and get close to me. And I will get in front of them then and say, please do not do that. We don't know when another child that's going to quit go in front of us and not to get that close, to stay on their side of the road until I get off the street.
Most crossing guards that stay in a regular spot over the years are able to build special relationships with the kids they help each day.
I've received cards from them thanking me for my job. I've also at Christmas got a caramel apple.
And sometimes you end up helping even more than kids.
One time I started to walk out in the middle of the street, and across the street we have a farm. And all of a sudden, three deer started charging towards us. So I had to quick pull the kids back and even partially go out in the road to stop the car coming so that the three deer could get by us and go wherever they were going. And the kids were just thrilled to see these deer running across the field.
It's a dangerous job, wildlife notwithstanding. Andrew Tyler, a crossing guard, was killed by a hit-and-run driver back in 2017, and all he was doing was his job. There have been plenty of close calls before and since. That's why penalties are so high for speeding in a school zone, which can be up to $300 and possibly doubled if there's also construction, not to mention the extra points. So slow it down through the school zones, and keep an eye out for your friendly neighborhood crossing guard. They put themselves out there to protect our kids. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.
Well, Brewers looking more and more like they're going to play in the wild card round, but there could be a wrinkle in how that all plays out. Mother Nature playing a role in that as well. We'll do it in sports at 6:45.
Speaking of Mother Nature, Hurricane Helene is now gathering strength along the Gulf of Mexico right now. Local officials in the Big Bend area of Florida warning residents to be prepared.
Helene is expected to make landfall on the eastern part of the Florida panhandle tonight, with winds up to 130 miles per hour and up to 2 feet of rain in some areas. Storm surge could reach 20 feet, equivalent to a two-story building. The National Weather Service calling it catastrophic and or potentially unsurvivable.
Meanwhile, that's ABC's Rena Roy there. As for the residents... Yep. You're boarding up the windows along the coast there. That's in Crawfordville, Florida. Listen to this guy. This is a resident in Crawfordville, Florida. Will Glenn. He's boarding up his home. He's trying to share his thoughts with ABC.
I am more or less focused on really deciding on what is important for the rest, you know, to have for the rest of my life. I mean, really, that's what I'm focused on.
He's evacuating with the idea of, like, I may not have any of this when I return. Right. So
whatever I leave here might not be here when I come back.
Imagine that. Okay, so what are you grabbing? God. Do you grab the most expensive stuff? Do you grab the most important, the photo albums?
The irreplaceable things, right, the family heirlooms, the memories. Tough decisions. It seems like we go through this drill every time with these major hurricanes, though. Yeah. It's like, it's going to be the worst, it's going to be the worst, it's going to be the worst. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't.
Well, define worst, though.
Well, right. If it's your house that's gone, that's the worst. So some of these things play out on an individual level. Looks like the entire Gulf Coast there along Florida preparing for this. 6:39 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Let's recognize ourselves an everyday hero. Wisconsin's Morning News defines an everyday hero as an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care, Azura Memory Care. Today, Vince, we head to the Northwoods, Wisconsin, Burnett County. Ryan Byerman was hunting with his 12-year-old son, Owen. They were bear hunting, and his son spotted a bear near Siren, Wisconsin. And they were in a tree stand, so he fired at the bear, wounding it, but the animal ran off. So hunters will tell you, well, you got to find this animal. You can't let this thing just run off. You got to find it.
You have a wounded bear running around the woods.
Got to put it out of its misery and all that. So they did start the search. About 20 to a half hour later, they did find the wounded bear. Unfortunately, Byerman wasn't prepared for it. He tells WTMJ's Wisconsin's Midday News with Jessica Ty and Greg Matzik that he walked into a clearing 5 feet away, standing there like a cat about ready to pounce. Was the bear.
And I started backing up and pulling my pistol. And at that point, I started shooting in the bear's direction. I never got the pistol up to see down the sights. I don't know if I was hoping to, probably hoping to hit the bear, but I mean, scared. Nothing else.
Yeah, so Byerman just starts firing shots, but isn't able to get the gun pointed upright to hit the animal. The bear grabs him, starts shaking him.
The best way I can explain it is just about everybody's seen a dog playing with a toy where they shake their head and shaking a rope bone or a stuffed animal or what have you. Well, I was the stuffed animal or the rope bone. He was shaking. That bear was shaking me like crazy. Yeah.
So he starts like a chew toy.
Yeah, he starts hitting the bear's head with his gun, the pistol. He says it felt like hitting a brick wall. It wasn't doing anything. But he said one time he was able to hit the bear in the ear, and the bear immediately backed off quickly, but then came right back for him.
All I could see was claws and teeth coming towards my face. At that point, I stuck my right arm up, protect my face just instinctively. And I remember the first bite, my arm, it was a crunch.
Ugh, it didn't break his arm, but it ripped it up pretty good. Also bit up his face pretty good. At that moment, 12-year-old Owen, his son, calm, cool, and collected.
My son was calm through the whole thing. It was amazing.
And from about 5 feet away, Owen tells KARE-TV.
Think twice, I just shot it.
Boom. Took care of the bear, one shot of his rifle.
I heard the report of the rifle, saw the muzzle flash. I felt the bullet hit the bear and had the bear moving from my right to my left, and I tear off of me, and it actually died right next to me, right next to where I was laying.
Byerman tells Wisconsin's Midday News he's so proud of his son, calls him a hero, says there's no way he would have survived that attack from this bear had it not been for his son. Thank you, Owen.
That was maybe the most graphic everyday hero ever.
But he's alive and well to
disturbing.
Talk about it. Yeah. Thank you, Owen, for being an everyday hero and saving Pop. Everyday Heroes, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Brewers fall to the Pirates 2-1. Any chance at that two seed of the playoffs? Pretty much done now. The good news from last night, Freddie Peralta hits a career milestone.
Back-to-back seasons with 200 strikeouts for Freddie Peralta. Big smile for him as Pat Murphy making his way out of the dugout to come take the ball from Freddie Peralta.
The unfortunate thing there is he kind of got that stuck in his head trying to get that last strikeout to make
you
it.
You think that's
200.
What happened there? He got wild?
Yep, got real wild, lost control, and it ultimately ended him that he gave up a two-run double after walking a bunch of people, so there you have it. Same teams this afternoon from Pittsburgh. Here's what is interesting. So the Dodgers and Phillies both won. So the Brewers likely to play on Tuesday. Who are they going to play? We have no idea. We may not know till Monday night. Padres,
Monday.
Mets, Diamondbacks, and Braves. Those four teams all battling for three spots. The Mets and Braves were supposed to play yesterday, supposed to play again today. Those games are already canceled. Canceled yesterday, postponed today, and all that stuff because of the weather from Helene. So they're going to play a doubleheader on Monday. Traditional doubleheader. They're going to start one and then finish the second one right away. And then that night, potentially, will be when the Brewers find out who they're playing.
Because it could be
It could come down to that. Yeah.
Right.
Because they're a game and a half apart or something.
So is that what you hope for? That one of those beleaguered teams comes flying into Milwaukee late that night? And
absolutely.
Got to turn it around on Tuesday?
Why not?
Take advantage of that. All right. Green Bay Packers practice today ahead of Sunday's game against the Vikings. Quarterback Jordan Love revealing this week he was close to giving it a go last week in Nashville.
I was close. You know what I mean? I was pretty close. I was pushing it all week, trying to get myself ready. But, you know, at the end of the week, we just determined I wasn't there yet where I wanted to be.
Says he is feeling better this week than last. Head coach Matt LaFleur planning for the eventuality that it could still be either Love or backup Malik Willis, and balancing pushing his number one QB, but also not wanting to make things worse.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Day by day. Day by day.
So again,
he's fine.
Stuck
he's
in this
playing.
Thing. Yeah, he's playing for sure, you think?
I think so. Don't you?
All indications seem to suggest this.
Wilde told us that a couple of weeks ago. Right. Target the
he's
Vikings.
Come back for the Vikings. Yeah. Vikings are 3-0, oh, by the way. Just keeping it day by day.
Quick Bucks news ownership announcement today, this morning. Who's going to be the new owner?
It's Junior Bridgman, right? The worst kept secret.
Junior Bridgman is going to be
in
the guy.
In sports.
All right, yeah, they'll make that announcement in a couple of hours.
Things I pray.
not a serious story, but it's touched off a serious debate, at least in this here room, as we bring in our friend from ESPN Wisconsin, Jen Latta. You want to tell her what we need her take on?
Good morning.
What we need, what we require you to weigh in on this morning.
So as we all know, the Hollywood Walk of Fame from time to time honors a famous actor or actress or producer or director or some kind of movie writer, script writer, whatever it happens to be, with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes, and when that happens, there the picture is taken and the person is there. No, it's
well, today, the Hollywood Walk of Fame is going to do something it's never done before. It's going to honor a superhero, Batman. Batman will be honored as the first superhero on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The first superhero. Batman. Batman is a dude who's obscenely wealthy and has cool toys. If you're going to put a superhero on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, shouldn't Superman be the first superhero?
The king of the superheroes.
Am I wrong on that? Like, don't even get me started on the fact that it's a fictional character. Ponied up the $75,000 that it costs to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star? It's 75 grand. They don't just give them away. Was that a collaboration of Adam West and George Clooney and Michael Keaton and Christian Bale and Ben Affleck? Don't forget about Ben Affleck.
That's true.
He played Superman, or Batman as well.
We're missing the Iceman, too.
How did this happen?
Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman was a Batman. Val Kilmer was Batman.
Oh,
one time.
You're right.
Point.
Sorry.
Iceman with the... how did this happen?
I see, it's your second point that bothers me more. I like Batman. So, like, you want to throw Batman on there. I got no problems with that or arguments. My thing is, are we going to start putting fictional characters on the Walk of Fame as opposed to actual people? You want to put Adam West in there. I imagine he probably does
a
star, right?
I'm sure.
That's
cool.
But Mickey Mouse is on the Walk of Fame. Minnie Mouse,
Snow
White.
Well, you said first ever. Oh, so it's first ever superhero.
Superhero.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, but Superman, can you make the argument, Jen, that Superman movies have not been as popular or successful as Batman films and TV shows?
I guess. Is that the metric they're using? There's a lot of nebulous uncertainty here that I really can't nail down, if I'm being honest with you. Who's going to be at the ceremony?
Well,
you know what they're going to do?
Catwoman, Joker.
They're going to go to the strip in Vegas and just snag one of those. And, hey, we need you for about 4 hours.
So. You're going to be really disappointed. Guest speakers include DC's president, publisher, and chief creative officer, and general manager and official GWR educator, Michael Emprick. So no, they're not bringing out any Adam
any
West.
Any of the Batmen?
Adam West is...
any of the Batmen. I agree. I think it's going to be too hard now to distinguish which fictional characters deserve
what
to be
included. What about Han Solo?
I thought it was sort
what
of
about
like,
Indiana Jones?
I thought it was sort of for your accomplishments in Hollywood, right?
What about Michael Corleone?
You think Superman of all the superheroes is the most accomplished Hollywood superhero?
Well, no. My favorite is Iron Man, but that's a whole other conversation we could get into, guys. Like,
respect to that.
Should have a whole fictional walk. That's how you do it. Like a, you know, an addendum, an amendment, like a little spur there, a side street.
Like greatest characters in Hollywood?
Yeah. And then they get their whole old area. It's like a wing of the Hall of Fame.
Who's
you know, you got Lombardi Avenue in Green
in
Bay,
Hollywood.
And adjacent to that would be Holmgren Way.
Yeah, and I like your idea of like the Godfather characters or
like what about them?
Scarface.
Greatest character.
Say hello to my little friend.
James Bond. Who's been in more movies than
James Bond?
Bond.
Fine. Put him on there.
Check and see. Is James Bond on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Is James Bond.
Because that's the thing. You were talking about Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and Snow White, and those are all animated characters.
Yeah.
And now you're getting into characters who have been played by actors.
It's saying the actors who are on there, but I can't find if James Bond, the character.
This is a slippery slope.
They're going to rehave all of Hollywood at this point.
They're going to regret this decision. Have you ever been out to the Hollywood Walk of Fame? It is long. Like blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks.
Well, now it's going to be miles. 6:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I'm Batman.